This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged citizens to participate enthusiastically in the Har Ghar Tiranga movement and renew their collective resolve to contribute towards building a Viksit Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Our tricolour is our pride and a constant source of inspiration to always give our best for the nation." The Prime Minister said he is glad that this year's efforts are dedicated to Vande Mataram and that too at a time when they are marking its 150th anniversary. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani last month, Mr. Modi urged people to hoist tricolour at homes.
पिछले कुछ वर्षों में हर घर तिरंगा अभियान ने पूरे देश को एक अद्भुत भावना से जोड़ा है। हर घर हर गली में तिरंगे का उत्सव दिखाई देता है। इस वर्ष भी हमें हर घर तिरंगा अभियान को पूरे उत्साह के साथ आगे बढ़ाना है, अपने घर पर पूरे सम्मान के साथ तिरंगा फहराना है।
The Har Ghar Tiranga movement is gaining momentum across the nation. In Maharashtra, the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign has begun with patriotic fervor. Tiranga rallies were organized in various districts of Maharashtra, including Bid, Thane and Buldhana. In Bihar, a grand Tiranga Yatra will be organized in Patna today under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. Several state ministers, legislators, officials and a large number of people will participate in the Tiranga Yatra. Manipur also joined the rest of the country in organizing the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. State Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand participating in the campaign from his residence at Singh Damey under Imphal West District urged the people to recognize themselves as Indians first, then a Manipuri. Meanwhile, Delhi Metro Corporation has unveiled a special metro train wrapped with the Har Ghar Tiranga theme on the yellow line to celebrate the spirit of independence. In the Lok Sabha, four bills are listed in the businesses of the House for introduction. They include the Tribunals Reform Bill 2026, the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2026, the Kerala Alteration of Name Bill 2026, and the National Cooperative Development Corporation Amendment Bill 2026. In the Rajya Sabha, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will move the Bankers Books Evidence Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The Taxation and Other Laws Amendment Bill 2026 is also listed in the business of the House for consideration and return. Both these legislations have already been passed by the Lok Sabha. India has crossed 300 gigawatts of non-fossil fuel-based installed electricity generation capacity. The milestone of crossing 300 gigawatts of non-fossil fuel-based installed electricity generation capacity represents more than 60% of the 500 gigawatts capacity target set for 2030. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy said that the share of non-fossil fuel-based electricity capacity in the country's total installed electricity generation capacity has reached over 54%. It added that the growth in clean energy generation has been driven by strong contributions across sectors. The Indian Navy, U.S. Navy Explosive Ordnance Disposal Exercise 2026 will be conducted at Southern Naval Command Kochi from today till 14th of this month, the Defence Ministry said. The bilateral exercise aims to enhance interoperability and strengthen professional cooperation between the specialist diving and EOD teams of the two navies. Russia has proposed exploring a railway route to the Indian Ocean and India to reduce dependence on strategically important maritime routes, Russian Deputy Prime Minister Marat Khusnulin said. Alternative routes could help address risks associated with the two strategic waterways, including the Strait of Hormuz and the Bosphorus Strait. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has extended greetings on the occasion of World Lion Day today. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said that India's Asiatic lion population has grown from 674 in 2020 to 891 in 2025, a remarkable 32.2% increase in just 5 years. Indian weightlifter Maharajan Aruna Magapadian won the silver medal in the men's 65-kilogram category at the Asian Junior Weightlifting Championships in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.